थ्रेड टू रिलेशनशिप्स, अ मेडिटेशन ऑन सीइंग, लिसनिंग एंड मीटिंग अनदर विदाउट लूजिंग योर सेल्फ. देर इज अ गार्डन यू रिटर्न टू टूडे, क्वाइट, लिव्ड इन, फेमिलियर इन अ वे दैट फील्स लाइक मेमोरी मोर देन प्लेस. द पाथ इज लाइंड विद टॉल ट्रीज हुज ब्रांचेज लीन इनवर्ड, creating a natural corridor of shade and filtered light. It is late afternoon. The sun is soft, the breeze mild. It's the kind of day when you feel like asking you to slow down just enough to listen. At the center of this garden stands a wooden bench, long enough for two people. You walk toward it with steady steps, knowing exactly why you have come. This garden is where you meet yourself through the presence of another. A space to explore the thread of relationships, not through words alone, but through awareness. You sit on the bench. You inhale deeply and let your exhale soften your spine. In this moment, the bench feels stable beneath you, the ground still. Your breath, the only movement you need to pay attention to. After a few breaths, someone appears at the far end of the path. You don't see their face clearly, but you know instinctively that this person represents the relationship you need to understand today. It may be a loved one. It may be someone who challenges you. It may even be a younger version of yourself. But for now, you don't force clarity. You simply allow them to approach at the pace life chooses. Your breath settles deeper. The presence walking toward you moves with the same rhythm. They eventually arrive and sit beside you. Not touching, not intruding, simply being. You can sense their energy before seeing any detail. And you realize every relationship begins with presence, not conversation. Who you are when you meet another matters before anything you say or do. Take a slow breath. Feel your awareness expand outward, just enough to include the person next to you. Now imagine that the space between you is a field, alive, sensitive, responsive. This field is the real relationship. Two nervous systems meeting, two histories, two intentions, two energies, and this field becomes coherent or chaotic based on how you show up. You don't rush. You don't turn inward or outward too quickly. You simply sit with the presence beside you, letting awareness rise like a quiet tide. Now notice, are you leaning in, pulling away, softening, defending, anticipating, avoiding? There is no judgment here, only seeing. Relationships become difficult not because of differences, but because people enter them unconsciously, bringing fragments, past hurts, unspoken fears, and unexamined expectations. Most interactions are not two people meeting, they are two histories meeting. You inhale again. This time, you let the breath move deeper into your chest. You exhale slowly, as if making space inside your body. Gradually, the person beside you becomes clearer, and you see that they too carry their own weight, their own questions, their own insecurities, their own longing to be met, understood, or held with kindness. For a moment, you see their humanity without its layers. This is the first shift in your any relationship. Unfolding. Seeing without filters. Recognizing the essence beneath the mask. Now imagine turning just enough to acknowledge them. Not with words, but with attention. This is how alignment begins in relationship. When your inner field is steady, your presence becomes an anchor. You don't lose yourself. You don't overpower the other. You simply inhabit yourself fully while allowing the other to exist. Your notice how you breathe and their breath slowly begin to harmonize. Not because you tried, but because presence has its own intelligence. This is the natural merging of energies when neither person is defensive. Now, in your mind, let a simple image arise. A thread connecting your heart to theirs. Not attachment, not dependency, just a thread of awareness. This thread represents your intention in this relationship. Is it to understand? Is it to heal? To protect? To express? To release? To strengthen? To simply be? Let whatever arises be true for this moment. The person beside you now turns slightly enough for you to sense their face, their expression, their story without needing specifies. You feel something soften inside you because you see something essential. Relationships are not problems to solve. They are fields to navigate. When your inner field is coherent, the relationships become clearer. Take another breath. With your inhale, recognize the part of you that wants to meet them truthfully. With your exhale, release the part of you that wants to control the outcome. Now imagine speaking a truth, not aloud, but inwardly. One line that expresses how you wish to be in relationships. I want to meet others without losing myself. Let it settle. Now imagine the other person speaking inwardly as well. I want to be met without feeling judged. Let that settle too. You notice the field between you become more grounded. Less noise, more clarity. This is the movement of resourcing and becoming in relationships. Where you learn to hold your center while allowing connection. Next, imagine a moment between you. A difficult one, perhaps a misunderstanding, a disagreement, or a silence. Instead of replaying the story, feel how that moment sits in your body. Where does it live? Your chest, your throat, your stomach? Place a gentle hand on that area. Breathe into it. let it loosen slightly. When relationships are seen as energetic fields, not emotional transactions, you understand something crucial. You can influence the field through your steadiness. You can shift the field by raising your inner clarity. You can bring coherence without forcing agreement. This is leading and merging. The ability to hold harmony inside you so the relationship has a chance to recognize itself. Now bring your attention back to the person beside you. Let the field between you feel open, neutral, real. This is meeting without agenda. This is connection without pressure. This is presence without identity. You inhale deeply. You exhale fully. And in this moment, you recognize something profound. Relationships evolve when you evolve. They soften when you soften. They become honest when you become grounded. They find coherence when you find clarity. This is the spiral of relationship. Unfolding, aligning, becoming, merging, and returning to presence. You slowly stand up from the bench. The other person rises too. You exchange a simple, natural acknowledgement, not as characters in each other's stories, but as two human beings sharing a moment of truth. As you walk away, you carry one understanding. Every relationship is a mirror. Every meeting is a field. And your presence can transform both.